Sellers those stores and things.
Was there a place to go see a play or a movie?
When I was a kid, there wasn't no place in Winston, no picture show or anything, not another movie of any kind.
Did you ever hear a picture show called anything else?
Well,
a
theater. The theater can be a picture show too, can't it?
I guess so.
I think they can. Of course, you know, sort of think of a theater where they play live, you know, live theater. But I think they have theaters not live. Maybe have where they have shows.
Where did people have operations
then? I don't remember just what year they got their first picture show in Winston, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't when I was a little boy. Now, I before I married, they did have a picture show there maybe, but I don't know just what year it was. But it's been way back on her.
Well, if somebody was sick and needed to have an operation, where did they have it then?
In the home.
There wasn't a...
My wife was up there at the Pennsylvania, sitting in my mother's home up there in Winston. When Raymond was a baby, that's been about 35, that's been about 51 years ago, they didn't have a hospital in Huntsville, because Dr. Bush, our family doctor, operated on her that office house when Raymond was a baby.
Who would take care of him?
Well, just the folks would. My mother taking care of her, and just folks on maybe help him, nurses that had a lot of experience, you know, with that, kind of like a midwife, you know, that used to take care of children to be born, that have people like that would have to take care of sick folks. They had some, they're kind of nurses, but they didn't have and I guess they had some nurses that was trained, you know, had things coming in it then. But the most of the time, just some of the family to take care of you at home when you're sick.
Was there a place you had to catch the train then?
Train? Yeah, there's still a little railroad there. I don't know if the train still backs in there or not. It backs in there, hopefully it don't come through, hopefully it just backs in there.
Well,
I don't know if the train still comes in there, does it? Or do you know what you're saying?
I've seen the tracks, but I don't...
The tracks is there. I don't know if the train still back here or not. They don't have no depot man, nothing like that, you know, agent or nothing like that. So I don't reckon they do. I don't reckon the train still comes in. Yeah, they do. They ship in stuff. They ship in feed and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think they run a passenger service there no more.
Did you call a depot when you were young?
Yeah, depot.
They ever call anything like a rail?
The rail station?
Ever call that?
Yeah, we call it railroad station, but most of the time we call it depot.
Well, what do you call the area right around the courthouse there? That's the what?
We call that the square there at the courthouse. We call that square because it's a square, you know, around that used to be the main part of town, what they call the square. They still refer to it as downtown square.
Are there any other places like that, squares or greens or parks, anything like that around?
Around Huntsville?
Yes.
Well, no, there may be some little parks, or seems like there's a mega park out there, Emancipation Park, I believe, but I don't know anything about it. I haven't been able to see it several years, but it seems like it's been developed up here the last few years, but I don't know anything about it. But they have, and of course they have a park up there, you know, at the college, you know, at Sam Houston Park up at the college, you know, just down the college ground, and that close to old Sam Houston's home, you know, at the college, they have a park up there.
I thought they had that, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they have a park there, and a museum.
Well, when you were a child and you went to, do you ever go to Houston?
Very seldom, but I have been.
Well,
and I've been to Galveston.
Well, what did you ride on?
Ride a train. Ride on a passenger train.
Well, if you were in town, did they have something like a train on rail?
Well, when my kids was little, they had those streetcars. I've rode on those streetcars. I ride on streetcars some, we ride on much, but when my kids were little, they still had streetcars.
Well, what would you say to like a driver of a streetcar if you were riding along and you'd say, the next corner is where I want, what?
I want to get off.
Well, what about, you know that television over there in the corner?
They have a cord in those streetcars that you could, if you wanted to get off the next corner, you could ring it. Bell, you know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you know, of course, you ring the bell.
And that would just tell the driver.
It would ring when somebody wanted to get off there. You know, he knew somebody wanted to get off at that corner.
That's a good system.